Okay. What a beautiful world. This is your very, very handsome host, Frankie Contreras. And I'm here with the fan favorite, Nicole Keene. Everybody.
I'm a fan favorite?
Okay, all three of
them. Don't get me hyped.
Hey, how are you? How are things?
It's great. Life is great.
So today we're going to be talking about reparations. Personally, I'm for it because I look black. Oh my.
First of all, you are black.
I am.
You look black.
I'm African Latina.
You got four. No, you got 4A here.
I thought you were going to say I got foreskin.
No.
Which is true.
That's information that I did not need to know, Frankie. Okay?
Most Dominicans have their foreskins.
I mean, I feel like most West Indian Caribbean people.
Yeah, because who in the right mind would see a baby and just like, nah.
I don't understand the purpose
take it
of
off.
That.
Take it off. What do you mean? Yeah.
Well, like, it's
supposed
do it.
To be, it's supposed to be cleaner. Well, I don't get it because like, an open pink. This is such a...
Oh yeah, reparations. I thought talking about dick real quick. But do continue, because I'm intrigued.
All right, I don't know. I feel like an uncircumcised penis. It is cleaner, though, because it does reduce the ability to get smegma, because it's always out in the open. But I feel like it's because it's always out, it's always exposed to lint and shit like that. So
y'all got lint in your dick?
No, I mean, not me, because I have the protective outer covering that God intended for me to have on my dick. So, no, I don't, you know what I mean?
I don't know if I would do that to my kid. Like, I don't want them to...
I don't know either. I mean, it also, makes sex less enjoyable for people that are circumcised.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, which is why most Dominican men are thots. You know what I mean?
Cause well, okay, that's the reason.
So good, yeah.
That's the reason. Because your dick is not cut. That's why.
Yeah, so if you're not.
I guess that explains for Jamaican men, too. And Trinidadian men. I guess every single man in the Caribbean, that's their problem. Okay. Good to know.
Listeners, thank you for tuning in. We are going to actually talk about an actual topic here.
I would say an uncircumcised nigga cheated on me, so.
Whoa, okay. Wait, uncircumcised?
Yeah. Okay. No, circumcised.
Okay.
Circumcised.
Yeah.
I've had both flavors.
I can't say that about pussy. Even though in African, some African cultures, they do circumcise vaginas.
Oh, well, that's different. That's different.
Yeah,
that's
like
brutal.
Bad, yeah. It's bad. Bad vibes.
Yeah, that should be another subject. That went dark. Yeah. That was what was funny. Now went dark.
Yeah.
Can't laugh about
Wait,
that.
Wait, let me try to make it funny. When they circumcise, like, Jewish babies.
Oh my God, where's this?
The rabbis. They suck on the little
what
on the little dick.
No, they don't.
To prevent the bleeding.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Yeah. I'm increasingly feeling uncomfortable now.
Sorry.
I don't want to talk about this.
You're right. Fine. You have to stay on top.
I mean, not to talk negatively about anybody's culture. I just
this is an open forum. Okay, we love everybody. You know, obviously, right?
Now I'm not gonna get that shit out of my head.
Okay.
Hey guys, all right.
We have an actual topic this week.
Yes.
All right. We have reparations. All right. Yes. It's a serious thing.
AKA US needs to run us our money.
Okay. Yes. Now, for people that are confused as to what reparations is, allow me to give you just a brief definition. All right. So, reparations of slavery, according to Wikipedia, right, and is the idea that some form of payment needs to be made to the descendants of Africans of trafficked and enslaved in the Americas as a consequence of the Atlantic slave trade. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Boom. Now, how? Okay. Now, okay. Obviously, you're for reparations.
Absolutely.
I am for reparations as well. Now, I don't know how realistic it can be, but we'll talk about that. Okay.
They need to run us our money. Period. Point blank.
Okay.
They got to figure out how to do it. That's their job. They need to give us our money.
All right. So what's your foremost stance? Like, what's been going on? Why is this so, all of a sudden now a popular topic?
Well, it's not really all of a sudden a popular topic. They've been talking about it for quite some time, and there's been records all the way back from the 1700s of slaves being paid back. But I think now it's just like being talked about again because of.
Why? Can you get a poop or something? You can't. No, this is a podcast. It has to be.
Wait, can we pause for 2 seconds?
What's happening?
No, I'm just like, I just got a heat.
You got a heat flare?
Yeah.
Damn, this is menopause?
No, it's not menopause. I just got really hot.
Take your jacket off.
And I got out of focus for like 2 seconds.
All right.
Are we paused?
No,
rolling. Why'd you keep rolling?
I'll edit this out in post.
Okay. Where did I leave off? I don't know where I left off. What?
No, nothing. Okay.
Alright, go. Yeah, but we've been recently talking about it again. Because of Ta-Nehisi Coates, he testified in front of Congress. And yeah, here we are again, having this conversation yet again. They need to give us our fucking money.
So okay, with the thing that Mr. Coates says, he
said a lot.
He's been demanding this one bill called Commission to Study Reparation Proposals for African Americans Act. The Commission to Study Reparation Proposals for African American Acts.
Yes.
And he tried to do this from 1989.
Well, wait, who? Who are you referring to?
Oh, I guess I'm referring to someone different.
I think his name is John Conyers.
Yeah, John Conyers.
And Jr. I would just double check that because I want to make sure I have his name right.
Yeah, yeah, it is John Conyers Jr.
Yes.
A Democrat from Michigan. He's tried to propose this every year from 1989 until his resignation in 2017.
Right. And it's just to get the commission, just to review it.
Yeah.
Just to get someone to study it.
Yeah.
And it can't pass. Like, they can't pass it just to get people to study it because you know why? Mm-hmm. They're going to find shit. They're going to know and they're going to find shit and they're going... It's not even find shit. We already know the shit. But it's like they don't want to accept it. It's a part of America's deniability, for lack of a better terms.
Okay, but so why do they keep... So why is not even entertained, I guess? Well,
because America's racist. Hello?
No, we get this, all right?
Yes.
We're supposedly liberated from slavery in 1865.
Oh, those are, yes, yeah. Air quotes.
Air quotes. For people at home that can't see me doing air quotes. I'm doing air quotes. I mean, I would say slavery really ended for us, like, in the 1970s, I guess?
Yeah. And that's even stretching it, because then mass incarceration came after that.
Yeah.
And that was another way of jailing us and enslaving us. So. Yeah.
So, do you feel like right now, first of all, because this is now starting to become, again, I know you said that this has been something that's been consistently going on over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But now is, I guess, starting to resurge again.
Right.
Yeah, it's become really popular now because there's a lot of politicians now. They want the black vote.
Want that black vote.
Yeah.
They want to do anything for that black vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
And some politicians will say anything to get the black vote.
Black people, that's just how you know how powerful we are. I'm going to say that.
What?
They're over here pandering, talking about when was this has ever been such a political discussion until right now? Like I'm talking about so many different politicians talking about it.
Yeah. When some politicians are asked, like, some of them are not even really sure how to answer. Like, for example, like, they asked Bernie Sanders what he thinks about reparations, right?
Right.
And, you know, Bernie Sanders is the guy that most of us, I can't say most of us, but...
I'm feeling the burn.
Was it from the guy from the Uncircumcised?
What? Wait, how are we going back there? What?
You found the bird.
Oh my god.
Oh, anyway, that's bad. Woo. Bad one.
What burn are you talking about? I've never felt a burn.
Okay.
personally have never felt a burn. But okay.
No. So, yeah, most of us rock with Bernie because, you know, we like him. He's a good... he's a good man. I've seen a picture on Google of him marching with Martin Luther King.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, he's a good guy, I guess.
Is that your reason why you're voting for Bernie Sanders?
He's been around.
He has been around. Yeah. Now, he's been down for the cause since day one.
So, when I asked him about reparations, he just basically said, he thinks that there's better ways of addressing the issues in the African American community than to just write a check, you know?
But, see, I mean, I guess it just... That leads into the conversation exactly what are reparations. Is it just a check? Is it going into programs? Like, I feel like it's just such an intricate topic, and it's really hard to just really hone into, like, one solution for it. And they should have just given us our damn 40 acres and a mule. We would not be having this fucking conversation right now.
Yeah, can you explain that? Because I read that somewhere. I read that once a slave was supposedly freed,
right?
He was supposed to get 40 acres of land.
And a mule.
And a mule.
And what happened was, after that, he's not really irrelevant, but he killed Abraham Lincoln. Andrew Johnson came in, who was another racist, and he...
Oh, John Wilkes Booth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy. He came in, he killed Lincoln, and then the next president after basically was like, nah. That was kaput. Like, they didn't follow through.
Give me 1 second, guys. We'll go on a quick break.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Welcome back, guys. Sorry, we just had to tell some people to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And I just had the playback. I have a bad lisp.
That's okay.
No, it's not.
That's all right.
No, it's not.
So, okay.
Now I'm self-conscious. What?
Everyone has something. I stutter sometimes.
Oh, yeah, but like, you can edit out your stutter. You can't fucking edit out my lisp.
First of all, some characters are beloved because of the lisp. Look at Daffy Duck, for example. He's an amazing...
A fucking duck, Frankie? Is that your best? I thought he was going to say Mike Tyson. I was like, but he's a boxer. I'm like, yo, I'm dead ass sitting here in a podcast studio with a lisp.
We're trying to stay on track here with an actual serious topic.
Serious subject,
okay,
yes.
It is, all right? And
yes.
We have to actually educate and inform our audience, all
right?
That's the whole goal of this podcast.
Right, right. Okay. Absolutely.
So, okay.
So, hopefully you guys can obtain this information we're giving you and not pay attention to my lisp. Continue.
So, okay. Reparations. I'm a free black man. I am promised 40 acres and I'm promised a mule and I never get it.
Nope.
So was...
Stole away like they stole us.
So that promise, was that something, was it written in paper or was it just like a rumor?
I don't know.
You don't? Okay.
I don't. I don't know that. What's that written in paper? That is a great question.
Because it could be a rumor, you know? Because rumors
spread. A rumor that lasted 200 years, Frankie.
Hey.
It's been a while. Hey. A rumor that lasted that long. No, that was not a damn rumor.
Some rumors are true, you know? So I don't know.
Okay.
But, all right. First of all, what would that translate in this day and age? What would 40 acres and a mule translate?
Okay. A lot? I mean, like, exactly how much? Not really sure. But, like, 40 acres is a lot. It's a farm. My grandparents have a farm in Florida with 1 acre. Imagine 40 acres.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
To sustain yourself and to bring in some profit.
So, all right, if you can, like monetize that, how much is that?
A lot of motherfucking money. I don't know.
No, but like, I'm saying, like, all right, like if we were to actually go down this rabbit hole of reparations for slavery,
okay. Let's look that up.
What would make a satisfying amount for you to be like, okay, I forgive white people?
What? First of all, okay, it's bigger than just I forgive. And to me, as somebody that did not have someone whipping me like I was a fucking donkey,
yeah,
I can't say about like forgiveness. Like, I don't know. I don't think there's gonna be any amount of money to quantify that.
Yeah.
But it's to, if we're gonna be a country that's gonna talk about, oh, we're so freaking equal, equality for all, right? Like, where's the equity? Because clearly, like, we started lower than most people. And that translated from, that carried on from generation to generation. I don't think there's ever gonna be a specific amount to quantify what happened, but like at least to get us to a certain level in which we can sustain ourselves. But I don't think they want us to sustain ourselves, because why? That means power, and they don't want us to have power. They need to have, I'm getting very obviously passionate about this.
It's fine, that's good. So obviously, you know, this has been.
Oh, by the way.
Okay.
Talking about, it begins with the calculation that King made in America, blah, 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 40 acres and a mule, blah, 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 blah. Total was total was $800 billion, which in today's dollar value is $6.4 trillion.
No.
What do you mean no?
That's a lot of money.
Yes, yes, it is.
Where are we gonna get that money?
We had 4 million slaves. We had 4 million slaves, okay? Huh. You give each of them 40 acres and a mule today, that's what that is worth. $6.4 trillion.
Yeah, no wonder why people don't want to give that to us. Like,
well, I think it's, you know, I think that the part, a big part of it is because they think of it on an individual, I'm trying to say a big word right now, it's not working. Individual state. Okay, they look at that because they're thinking about it in the here and now. It's like, I did not do that. I didn't whip black people. So why am I paying for it? Without the actual concept and looking at the bigger picture, seeing that, like, what has happened from generation to generation. They're looking at themselves. Like, for instance, back in the 1920s, 30s, or whenever after, like, the Great Migration, when black people were moving to Chicago and moving up north, right? And they started doing redlining, right? And redlining is basically how these banks would determine who would get mortgages.
Yeah.
And it was largely race. It was race-based. Like, if there was even one black person living in a neighborhood, it devalued property. So if you had this guy over here, let's call this guy Joe, right? If you have a Joe who's a white guy, and he's like, let's say that he was liberal at the time. Let's say he was like, yeah, come on, black people. Like, I don't mind living next to you. And then he finds out that his property value decreases, right? Even though Joe might think that he is a liberal individual, he's gonna be like, no, why am I suffering because this person is moving into my neighborhood? Don't fucking come here. And then Joe is joining the mobs and throwing people out, you know, and burning down buildings and shit. So it's just like, I mean, it's just more than just an individual, and people do not care about that.
Yeah.
People don't care about the bigger picture. They'll care about themselves, because why? They're Americans and they're selfish.
Well, people are starting to care now. For example,
I sound so unpatriotic right now. Like, yo, someone's gonna listen to this shit. Like,
yeah, you're gonna be put on a list.
You hate America. Fuck it, I'm black.
Yeah,
and my experience was a little bit different, but okay, whatever.
All right, this is a question that most people ask: would reparations be considered constitutional?
I mean, because then you're going to come to the, then it begs the argument, like, oh, well, you're giving black people, and that's discrimination.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, no, I don't think it would be unconstitutional. I think that it's a right. I think black people have this right.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, well, we'll take a short break. We'll hear from one of our sponsors.
They're talking loud again, and Frank about to curse some people out. That's really about to happen.
I'm going
to
fuck them up, man. Fuck him up.
All right. I'll give you all the play-by-play when it happens. After it happens.
All right, we'll be right back, guys.
Are you still stuck on 4G? Wiz Wireless is the only network offering incredible 9G technology. Yes, that's the ninth generation, featuring the new drone. It's significantly better than the iFruit phone. How do we know that? Because we blatantly ripped off their design and improved a couple of irrelevant features. 9G. Discover your future. You can't be the best if you aren't doing 8 things at once on a tiny screen. The drone from Wiz Wireless. Together, we're making your life 9 times better. That's the promise of the ninth generation.
Hey, welcome back.
Sorry. I didn't mean to. Sorry about that. Was me.
No, I'm just kind of frustrated right now because there's clearly a sign outside that says no fucking talking.
They won't shut the fuck up
while I'm in the podcast room. But the whole staff outside just wants to fucking, you know, have an orgy.
They're having an orgy. I'm about to say they're having a party. He was like, he just jumped to orgy. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, let's go back to the 12 million black bodies that were stolen that deserve reparations.
Okay, let's do that. Now, all right. I'm going to play devil's advocate, okay? Audience,
okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm ready.
I am a minority, and I'm for reparations, and I'm for equality, but I need to be devil's advocate because there's a lot to say about that.
I'm ready.
The first thing is, black people sold black people to white people. So, what do you have to say to that?
No. You can't take a few motherfuckers. First of all, you can't take the minority and then 12 million black people were enslaved.
Yes.
Okay? 12 million black people. I don't even know if that's even a correct estimation. 12 million black people were stolen from Africa.
Yeah. Okay.
That had descendants. Uh-huh. Okay? I'm sure not 12 million people sold them off. So to say that we don't deserve reparations because of a few fucked up people that were... I don't know why people don't think about this also. Do you really think that they were protected? If they were to be like, oh, yes, okay, I'm going to stand up and do what's right, that they wouldn't have stole their fucking asses themselves. Like, they obviously, I'm sorry, getting mad.
I know.
I'm throwing it back down.
I'm sorry.
But people don't think about that. People don't think about that. Like, if it's like, oh, well, you know, if you don't help us out, we're going to do this. We're going to burn your village, you know? Like, people, if you're evil enough to steal people, human beings, you don't think you're evil enough to manipulate?
I get it. I understand.
Even though that is all in theory.
All in theory. Yes, in theory.
I don't put nothing past those colonizers.
Another. We're going to be put on some list after this. I don't care. I'm going to go fuck here. All right, so.
The colonizers was doing a lot of shit.
Colonizers.
They were. Like, I'm not trying to stereotype a group of people besides colonizers. Actual colonizers.
Yeah, for me it's fuck Christopher Columbus all day. Every day.
Oh yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. There we go. I'm not from Brooklyn, but okay. Continue.
I might move there. It's the only place I could afford.
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Is Washington Heights that bad?
It's getting bad now. Oh my god. And apparently though, I read this graphic that Brooklyn is the most infested borough.
Yes, with the rats. They always want to talk about the Bronx.
Well, my theory is that niggas in the Bronx don't be really snitching like that to NYC 311. So like the
might actually be true. But I'm going with statistics and data, and Brooklyn is dirty.
Okay. I mean, I believe it.
But seriously, is Brooklyn that much cheaper than Washington Heights?
In some areas, but it's, when I say cheap, it's cheap if you live with like 6 other people, like an episode of Friends.
That is Washington fucking Heights?
No, that's Brooklyn. Washington Heights is a little bit more upper classy now. You know what I mean? It's like it's,
uh-huh.
people starting to push out people now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. and starting to build luxury apartments.
Oh, we should fucking talk about gentrification next.
Yeah.
Which is like the next, this is like the cousin to this topic.
But all right. So for the case for reparations, right? All right, great. How do we know who deserves any money? Mm. So, okay, this is a lot of different types of black people.
There are. So, for instance, I'm a first generation Jamaican. You're a first generation Dominican.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're not even a first generation. You're an immigrant.
Oh yeah, I'm an immigrant.
Oh yes, you came here.
Yeah.
I mean, there are different things like that how they said that, like who deserves what. Me personally, it's not just the United States of America. Hmm. Spain got to put up some money. England got to put some money.
Okay.
Portugal got to put. France took how much billions of dollars? Was it 21 billion? I hope I have my math right. They took $21 billion for Haitians to get their freedom. You need to pay that back. We need that European money. Okay? So it's just like, yes, how to try and figure out like who deserves what. I read one article where they were like, oh, you need to at least trace your ancestry back to being a U.S. slave, or at least be able to have checked off that you were black or African American on a census for the last 10 years, which actually my mother and my parents don't do because they don't consider themselves African American because they're not. They're from Jamaica. Hmm. Which is another thing that we can talk about later.
Yeah, what's that about?
What do you mean, what's it about? Like, when they think African American, how my family looks at it as, and then, like, I know some people have said, like, oh, well, do you feel like you're better? And I'm like, not at all. It's just like, I feel like black is a race, African American is an ethnicity. Hmm. You know? Like, we are all black, no matter where we come from. Like, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, America, doesn't matter. We're all black people, and we all still face like the demon that is racism. But when it comes to the ethnicity, my parents are proud Jamaicans. My family are proud Jamaicans. So they say that they're Afro-Jamaicans, right? Mm. So
okay,
this is a problem with reparations that we're seeing. It's because, like I said, it's so intricate because then it comes to the point, it's like, who deserves these? I do think that, like I said, all those countries that I listed, they do need to pay us our money. They do need to pay back. So would we get U.S. reparations? I saw an article and they were like, would even Barack Obama get reparations? Because his dad is from Kenya, you know?
Okay.
And his mama's white. Yeah. Is he eligible? Even though Barack Obama, no offense, he can do without them. But he could, you know, donate to some cause. But it's just so intricate now. And this could have all been solved if they just gave them the motherfucking 48 acres and a meal.
Yeah.
That would have been it.
Yeah.
No conversation after that.
Yeah, because then we would have had the same, like, not similar starting point, but it would have been, we would have been established better.
Right.
In America.
I mean, a great example is like after the Holocaust, right? When like Germany did pay back the rape, and still to this day still pay back millions and millions of dollars for what they did. And then no amount of money is going to quantify it's going to quantify 6 million lives being lost.
No.
Nothing is going to quantify that.
Yeah.
But with that money, Israel was able to build up their railroad system, their infrastructure, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, that was money that was desperately needed, or that was needed to build up, right? It's not going to make the history better, obviously not.
No, yeah.
But it's like, you know, to build up, like, and that's what I'm, and that's why I go back to Haiti, that example of Haiti, right? That money that they paid back to France was necessary to build the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why we're seeing all these problems in Haiti right now. Because they lost that. They had to pay back their oppressor. So if we had that money, we wouldn't be in the situation. God honest truth. We would not be in the situation.
We'd be better off, I would say, yeah.
We would be I would say a lot farther than better off. It won't erase the history, but we'd be a lot farther off.
There's this guy is a neoconservative political commentator. His name is David Frum. Wrote an article.
That sounds interesting. David Frum.
F-R-U-M. He wrote an article called The Impossibility of Reparations, okay?
Okay.
And he made a 5-point case against reparations.
All right, let's see what David has to say.
All right, so first he says that if let's say, somehow, right, they were able to pass these bills and America says, you know what, we were able to track down, like, you know, the specific black individuals that deserve reparations, whatever the case might be, that would start a slippery slope in the sense that
black people will get equity.
No, they'll get the equity, but then Chinese people will want their equity, because then they'll come and say, what about in 1982 with the Chinese Exclusion Act, motherfuckers, you fucked us over with the Chinese railroad system and all that shit.
Well,
and then
to Mr. Frum, this is not the first time America has paid reparations. If you don't remember what happened with the Japanese after we put them in internment camps, we gave them each $20,000. Okay. And that was in what year?
I heard about that.
Yes, it happened. So continue, Mr. Frum. Okay. I'm sorry, Frankie.
I'm not. First of all,
sorry.
I'm not here opposing. I'm reading.
No, I'm sorry. Continue Mr. Frum's arguments. Continue. Okay,
perfect. And then he says, yeah, well, the Chinese people would want something. And then...
Oh, wait. So he's just against giving everybody that America has stomped on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If we did one person, we have to do them all. Because that would just have to mean that we have to, as America, accept that we were just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to do that. Frum doesn't want to do that. But
no,
continue.
Mr. Frum doesn't want to do that. So he's like, all right, so we pay the Chinese, then women.
Yo, can we just go to the next point? I don't hear nothing this man has to say. Because this man is just, then women. Hold on, I'm curious. I'm intrigued. Continue. All
right, so.
He's like, then woman.
Yeah, he then. Says, Yeah, it says that good, because women were oppressed, and then you had to give them their equal pay, and
he just don't want nobody equal. That's just it.
Nah, he just says that like it's gonna be really expensive.
He's like, of course, we built this motherfucking country. Give us our money. First of all, I'm sorry. Like, technically, my parents weren't here, but you understand what I'm saying, like. Give them their fucking money. And England needs to pay us our fucking money. By the way, shout out to University of Glasgow in Ireland. Yes, they have recognized their part in the slave trade and they are paying back £200 million, even though it's not that much, but they are at least have recognized their part in the slave trade back to the University of West Indies.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yes, they have.
Is this recent or?
This was 2016, 2017. Recent. Okay. It was recent.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. Another one of...
Meghan Markle needs to talk to her boo.
Yeah. Another one of Frum's reasons why we should never, ever go down the path of reparations is that he says that this will just make black people lazy. Because... Because then they'll be like,
I want to find someone.
I know, because then he says,
how?
Because he says, well, there's a lot of people that are considered lazy, which is bad, by the way. Yeah, he's over gentrifying. What is it?
Oh my god.
Okay. Over, whatever. He's assuming that most black people are lazy, but he says, is it gonna?
Yeah, that's exactly what that. Sounds like.
Yeah,
he's
so,
assuming that black people are lazy.
Yeah, so what he's saying is that, that because black people are viewed as lazy, that if they're given, like, $50K, they're just gonna take that and not contribute to society. So he says, like, you know what?
Mr. Frum, your racism is showing. Just let you fucking know.
I did say neoconservatism, but he does have a strong following in America.
But you know what? He is... thinking about it as just like a lump sum that you give people. Like, there's a lot of different ways that this can manifest. And I don't think people are really thinking about that. People are thinking about it just like, oh, we're just giving black people money, which in some case could be. Maybe it is like you give people actual money, you know, in a form of a check. But like it could be anything from like Georgetown is a great example, right? For instance, they, I think, had 272 slaves. I don't remember the specific number, but their descendants will now get free tuition to the university. Do you know that, what that can do? First of all, you don't have to worry about, as a person, about being in debt because of school. You can give people who might be first generation, people going to college, the opportunity. So in that, that's a form of reparation. I'm not saying that everybody, that that's the only form, but that's just one.
Yeah.
So Mr. Frum, what is your argument against that? It could be mortgages. All those mortgages that people were denied when they wanted to buy a home, when they were preyed upon.
Yeah.
When they couldn't get that loan, when they were. Do you know the history of Chicago and the redlining and what was going on?
Yeah. I'm familiar with redlining.
Okay, so for people that don't know what's going on, because black people couldn't get loans, what they were doing, these white homeowners, what they were doing was that they would have black people come in, right? They would tell them, okay, so you could just, I'll sell you this home, but you're not going to deal with the banks. You're going to deal with me, okay? And you're going to pay, let's say they bought the home for $14,000. They'll sell it for like $25,000 or $30,000, okay? So they're already upping the price by twice as much. And what they would do is that they would have the owner, well, the are you recording me? Are you video?
No. I'm showing you a PR moment.
Okay, so what they would do is that they would have them pay them directly, let's say like $1,000 a month. And if they missed one payment, they would kick them out. And they would just do that to somebody else. So not only do they lose their home, they lose money. So I say that to say, that could be another form of reparations. Home ownership. A lot of people don't have home. Do you know the statistics? What's the statistics of black people owning homes? Don't know. I'm gonna have to cut that out.
I would say that's very low compared to white people.
A lot.
Or even Latinos.
A lot.
Yeah.
And that can go a long way. So what they gonna do, be lazy in their fucking homes? Like, I mean, shut the
He says it will de-incentivize them from working.
Oh, God. He's just a fucking
racist. Yeah, I get and I agree as well.
And like I said, I feel like a lot of people are against reparations because they think of it solely as something that is just monetary. I mean, it is monetary, but it's just like a check. I'm going to give you $100,000. I'm going to give you $300,000, whatever that check is. That's how they think of it as. They don't think of it as an investment.
Yeah. He also says that this would exacerbate inequalities within the African-American community.
What?
Because he says that some people will receive more money than other people. And then...
Explain.
He says that, well... essentially, just to explain his point of view, he thinks that because someone's lineage is stronger, because someone's image is it's not someone
stronger.
Someone's connection to the slave ancestry is stronger than some others, that they will receive a bigger chunk of whatever compensation.
Okay,
and that would cause an inequality within the African community. And therefore not good.
That's his argument. That's the best, Mr. Frum. That's the best motherfucking argument you got.
I can't believe I said stronger.
No, I say some dumb shit all the time. So I'm not even judging you, okay? And Frankie Christ. Did have two drinks beforehand, so I'm not judging you.
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Frum, that's the best argument you got?
Nah.
No, like, that's stupid. But continue, sorry.
And then finally,
this is not devil advocate. This is not being a devil's advocate. This is being a fucking moron.
You, me?
Not you, obviously. You said, first of all, you're like, let me play devil's advocate, and then let me read this idiot's.
Well, yeah, because I have to give you the contrarian point of view. Yeah, that's being a devil's advocate.
I hope this sounds as bizarre and as stupid to you as it is for me.
Yeah, of course.
I'm talking to the audience.
Okay. And in fifth and finally, Frum argues that a reparations program would quickly lose legitimacy, for simply too many logistical problems would arise in deciding how to implement the distribution of money.
Is he saying black people are unorganized? Was that coded for saying that black people are unorganized? That we wouldn't get this shit together?
He's like, yo,
is that what he's trying to say? Is that what you're trying to say, Mr. Frum?
He's probably like, yo, we're gonna meet today at 4, but. But everyone comes at 6, and it's just
I think we're
fuck up the traffic.
For $6.4 trillion, I hope black people come on time. I'd be early.
All right, so yeah, that's the opposing views to some of the opposing.
Well, that's one opposing view, because I know Mitch McConnell was a few weeks ago spitting his bullshit.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell. Yeah.
Saying, oh well, my parents. Fuck you. First of all, if we really want to be petty.
Yeah.
Okay. Your generation, your parents was. You know, I'm not gonna say it.
Who, Mitch McConnell's or mine's?
No, not your parents, okay. Obviously. But we're only one generation removed from black people being hosed and having dogs sicked on them and lynched.
I mean, still happening today.
It's still happening, obviously. But when people say that, oh well, that's not my problem. Like when because people say. Honestly, that racism ended with Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
They think that, honestly, Martin Luther King made us all hold hands and everything was just solved. Like, no, that is not it. Not saying that the work that he did was not important, because it was important. But that's not when racism ended. But if we are going to use that as an example, that was only one generation ago. That was our parents, and that was our grandparents.
People think that Obama is ending racism.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They're like, you got a black president. What more do you want, buddy?
I'm never going to entertain that fucking shit.
Yeah.
I'm never going to entertain it. Okay, so I actually did the math the other day, right? Actually, let me just make sure.
Just to touch upon that, because I'm glad you mentioned Mitch McConnell. So there was like a rally happening also outside of there. And there was this guy. There was this guy who approached this white guy who was saying no to reparations. And the guy was like, why don't you want black people to have reparations? He's like, because they have nothing. The white guy was like, they have nothing to do with me. So
you know how much a slave cost? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Bruh.
He's like, my parents didn't have slaves. Do
you know how much a slave
cost? Which is true. They were expensive.
No. But you know what? That touches on a very, very good point.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, when they talk about black people being slaves, they talk about, well, white people were slaves too. That's not true. They were indentured servants. Mm. That's different.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the genesis of racism.
Yeah.
Okay? Because there was a point where black people and the indentured servants, who, by the way, spoke the language. Okay, they spoke, because they were stealing people from Africa that did not speak English at all. They didn't know what the fuck was going on half the time. So you had the white people who were indentured servants, and you had the Africans rebelling together in unity. Okay?
Yeah.
In order, and it was easier to enslave black people. And why was it easier to enslave black people? Why? Because, again, all it would take is one generation, because they would not know their rights. White people, although indentured servants, they were citizens, okay? Yeah. They knew their rights, okay? So in order to cleave that, in order to build on that, what they had to do was separate the two, mm-hmm. Okay? And although they're poor, right? Although they don't have enough as the upper class, they had the power and feeling that they were better because they were better than the slaves, right? So when people say that argument as saying that, like, we were equal, like, white people were slaves, like, that is completely different. And there was even laws. There was a Virginia law, right, saying that it was illegal to beat white servants.
Wait.
So when I look at things like that, that's what I think about. I'm just like, you still don't understand. Like, you still don't get it. Like, you were not a part of, your ancestors were not a part of chattel slavery. Hmm. Is it chattel or chattel?
Chattel, I think so.
Chattel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what I mean.
So, I mean, the current Democratic, hopefuls, a few of them, as I mentioned before, have spoken out. Obviously, they're trying to get the black vote. Elizabeth Warren, mm-hmm. Cory Booker.
He did come up with some.
The Kool-Aid guy.
Right? The Kool-Aid guy.
Isn't he the Kool-Aid guy that drinks the Kool-Aid?
He drinks Kool-Aid? I don't know nothing about that. I know he's from New Jersey. Okay. And he's dating Rosario Dawson, and a lot of people are mad about that. are you mad about that?
No, not at all.
Sure, she's mad beautiful.
She is. So
your face is saying a different question. Your face is like telling me something different than what you're saying, but okay.
Senators Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker have indicated some level of support for reparations, of course. Tulsi Gabbard is a co-sponsor of H.R. 40, the only mm-hmm. piece of legislation in Congress to study and develop reparations proposals. And Bernie Sanders is a sponsor for the Senate version of the bill. And of course, Kamala Harris.
My qualms with her.
Who's declared in April 2019 that she supports reparations.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course she does.
And in Texas is Beto.
Beto? Beto? Beto.
Beto?
Beto. Is that definitely not a damn Beto?
I call him Beto.
Beto?
Yeah. Is open to considering some form of reparations. So. Yeah, you have some candidates that are supportive of it, so it's like it to some people it's a delusional idea, and even though
but you know the thing about it, only 29% of Americans support reparations, but on the plus side, it's up from the 14% in the mid 2000s or early 2000s, so yeah. It is gaining traction.
Yeah. I read 63% of African Americans are okay with reparations.
Who is the other?
That's what my concern is. And then I'm like,
I got a couple family members that probably be on the opposite side.
Yeah, so I'm like, wait.
I'm not gonna slander them right now.
So I'm like, wait, why isn't this 100%? And then I saw that video of, do you know the names of those two black women that support Donald Trump?
No. Star or whatever the fuck their name. No, I don't watch them.
But it's just like,
I know.
It's like you're selling. You're
I'm like no trying that you. Right now not to say any type of fucking racial expletive when I think about them. I'm really trying not to. Yeah. What does that feel? What did these two ladies say?
There's a lot of. Like right conservative wing African American.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Do you think that they really believe in this shit they're saying, or because they got like a lot of views? Like, I'm trying to figure this out.
I don't know. I feel like it's the easiest way to get support. Definitely. Something.
Is it worth selling your soul?
Some people just don't have the choice. I don't know. Because look.
To sell your fucking soul.
There's this girl who made up the story that her parents kicked her out of her house and took her out of college because she supported Trump. She opened up a GoFundMe. She said this whole sob story, and then all of these Trump supporters were like, "Oh, don't worry, girl, you're doing the right thing. And it's all a lie." Like, she raised like $300K plus,
no.
And she took the money.
Yeah, listen, they're not giving us that reparation. She had to take it. how I see that. Okay.
Yeah. So sometimes you gotta take the law in your own hands.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Alright, well, I guess that's the lesson today. Sometimes you just gotta take the law into your own hands. That was us attempting to discuss reparations, okay?
Attempting to discuss. Did we not get to the point?
No, we did. We got to a lot of points.
They terrorized us. They stole our lands. No, if you think about it. Time we have tried to uplift ourselves. Look at Black Wall Street, okay? They came and bombed it. They were bombing schools. They were bombing churches. Anything that Black people tried to do, and like you said, until the quote-unquote 1970s, until they found us some other bullshit to lock us up for.
And then the CIA...
Give us our fucking money!
Like, and CIA did the crack thing.
CIA, like, come on! Like, give us our fucking money! Like, it's like, I don't understand, why is this even a... like a form of discussion. Why are we discussing this? Why are we debating this? It shouldn't be a debate.
Even if it isn't about an exact monetary figure, it's just at least help create programs to kind of help even out the playing field.
You know, I'm telling you, that can go to schools. That can go to institutions. That can go to learning. I don't know, higher learning. Like, it can go into programs. You know, like, things like that, it can go into it. I'm not saying that it shouldn't go into giving money back, but giving money back can have different meanings. You can have business loans.
Yeah.
Home loans. School, hold on. What's my loans? Grants, not loans, because we're not paying back shit, because we don't have to, we shouldn't have to pay back shit.
Yeah.
It can be that. Like, I don't understand why is it such... so much dissension with this.
Well, for programs that do help minorities, something that I'm familiar with, like, for example, for college and stuff like that, like the EOP programs or some things like that, that give students with, you know, not that good of an income, and then because of that, didn't have the best grades, that we're given the opportunity to go to college and, you know, to succeed. There's people that don't even like that. They're just like, well, why does he get an opportunity and I don't? You know, like some white people will say that, or not even white people, people that aren't part of the program would say that. So, like, yeah, we just need to come up with a way to have more programs that give minorities at least a fairer shot. But at the same time,
I didn't play that term. I didn't even like that term, minorities. Because it's like, I mean, yes, minority, majority. I just like feel like it just brings it down. Just a little bit more. Brings us down just a little bit more. You know? So when you think of minority, it's less powerful.
So what would you replace the word with?
Black? Colored? Not colored. Not colored. Not colored folk. Hold on. Not colored.
Let's just take this.
Not colorful. I don't know. I didn't think of another word. Clearly, I haven't thought about it. I just don't like the word minority.
Okay.
I don't like that.
So far, the one idea that's a hard no, I was going to be like, I'll pass on that.
I'm just saying, like, Germany paid Jewish people $70 billion.
That's true.
And they're still paying hundreds of million dollars a year.
But the thing is, America's so in debt, bro. Like, I don't know why.
America got the money.
Yeah. All right. Well,
our military. Military.
Yeah, you're right.
Weapons. Guns. Which we're going to talk about next.
That's true. Okay. Well, on that note, guys, we are going... Who's screaming? Someone getting tortured?
I don't know.
Anyway.
They're getting my damn nerves at this point.
All right. You hear that?
Yeah, no, they definitely are screaming. Like, I don't know what the
like
problem is.
It's like a goat. It's like someone.
A goat.
It's like someone's hurting a goat.
You know what? They actually do sound like goats.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see it again?
No, it's, all right, guys.
They sound like that goat.
I thought I put my foot down to be serious, but
I can't see you put your foot down.
Yeah. All right. Everybody, love everyone. All right, love everybody. Be a better person than you were yesterday. All right, this has been Frankie Contreras.
Is that how you gotta end it?
Yeah, I have to.
Okay, I'm gonna end it.
I ain't got no motherfucker.
So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Give us our motherfucking money. Okay, you know that's how I end it. After all that, that's how you gotta beat it. No, fuck that shit. Give us our fucking money.
Yeah.
United States of America. United Kingdom, England, whoever you were colonizing.
All right. See,
fuck you from.
Yeah, fuck you from.
Fuck you from.
All right, bye. Take care, guys.
In pieces. Now be deceived.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.